The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
And now, coming to you from the pulsating heart of urban Invercargill, come in, pull up a comfy chair, kick your shoes off, and put these on. TNN, the new normal, are proud to welcome you in to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Tēnā koutou katoa and welcome into this edition of the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. We are TNN, the new normal, Darren and Linda Ludlow.
Kia ora.
This is edition number 112 and here we are on the 2nd of July. We are in month 7 already. I remember reflecting in my mind last week and going, oh my gosh, 6 months to go to Christmas.
And well past the middle of the year.
Which in good news terms means that the days just start getting longer.
Weather gets worse.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
We've gotten off pretty lightly, excluding the last couple of weeks, because at the beginning of June, you were asking me, do you think it's worth giving the lawns another mow?
Yeah.
And I knew if I waited for just another day.
Then it would actually be 6 months.
They would be too wet. And that's certainly what happened. Hope you've had an enjoyable Ngā Tariki. It's certainly been really heartwarming to see how people have continued to increase the adoption of what Ngā Tariki is about. I guess having a public holiday and a school holiday, they're coming up too, a public holiday associated with it kind of helps to focus people's attention.
Yeah, although it's interesting. The uptake and understanding and appreciation of the why surprised me and encouraged me a great deal. A lot of people have gone to a lot of trouble to explain why it's important. And I think people have been listening, which is fabulous. We are the only country in the world who has an Indigenous holiday. Recognised Indigenous Peoples Holiday, I'm led to believe. So go us. Yep. Not only were we the first to give women the vote, now we've got a proper recognition. Yay us.
Not sure that was the best example. I'm kidding. Oh, send your complaints to PO Box 1 in Invercargill. I'll file them later.
Mm-hmm.
An enjoyable weekend it was, and a lot of images on social media from people who were attending a variety of events over the past week. Lots of people, obviously, with Invercargill went to Queen's Park, and that certainly looked a treat.
And some excellent food, I'm led to believe.
Yeah, the mobile food stands were doing a roaring trade. Really spectacular stuff insofar as Te Reo Aroha Marae in Bluff goes. The imagery from that event looks spectacular. They did the big bang-up meal thing too on the Saturday night, but they'd also had an astrological speaker talking about the significance of Ngā Tariki. And as you and I know, if you're going for a kai at that marae, it's seafood-licious.
Yes, and I did note that our mutual acquaintance, Ethan Fleck, was involved in the menu and the planning and the and the chefing down there for that. So it looked absolutely amazing.
Wow. I was talking to Leon, who produces Kiel and Crack here on Radio Southland, and he said, I ran down there. And literally, he ran from Invercargill along your new trail. Our new trail that you guys started. We just contributed. And he said it was very interesting because Google Maps couldn't cope with it.
No.
Has him walking across water
Yes.
A couple of places.
Only probably thinks he does anyway.
Well, you know.
The Irish do, don't they?
That's generally the home trip after a couple of anyway, I said, you must have been exhausted by the time you walked back. He says, oh, no, I took the bus home, which was, you know, they had free buses going between Invercargill and Bluff. So.
And, of course, Leon doesn't drive, actually. So.
True.
So he's found – he's very good, creative at finding his way around.
But, you know, there was so much going on. It's really heartwarming. I think there's still the Matariki Glow Show, which is a puppet show for kids, kind of like the Muppets, but they glow in the dark and they use a bit of black light to make them really stand out.
Yeah, kids love that stuff.
Well, some grown-ups do, to be perfectly honest as well. I mean, some of us grew up watching the Thunderbirds and Joe 90 and Captain Scarlet and stuff like that. Stingray.
Black light bulbs in our...
Yes, that was...
Wherever you put them.
I had a light bulb socket that had a dual head, so you could put two bulbs in, and you had one of those pull cords, and you could turn one off. So you could turn the normal white light off and just have your coloured light going. I had a red one for a while. Don't know the significance of that.
Must have felt racy.
Dawned on me at the time, and then the black light. And I had a few sort of those, it was the early 80s, late 70s, black velvet and neon coloured posters.
Oh, yeah, so tigers and stuff.
Wolf
heads and things. Yep. Yeah.
No, I had no idea of the world at that point. Looks great. Do we still have that black light in the garage?
I can't remember.
I think it got cleared out.
I think it was broken, was it? I can't remember. Could be anywhere.
Possibly. I'm not sure why I acquired another one in later life.
Well, yes, I was wondering if it was the same one and you'd kept it all that time.
No, that was
a concern.
No, I bought another one.
Okay.
Ask me why.
Don't
expect an answer.
Okay.
Later on, what we're up to, either depending on when you're listening right now or last night, and we start with a piece of music that you've selected that, may I ask, did your thought process have anything to do with our fruit bowl on the table at home?
Absolutely. And okay. I said to you at the time.
Oh, okay.
There's two reasons.
Yes.
But that was the first one. I bought some tamarillos, or is it tamarillo, at the supermarket last week.
Lovely, they are too.
And as a rare treat, because they're, you know, ridiculously priced, but we both quite like them. So I usually buy a wee handful. And as I was putting them out in the bowl, you said, is this the way?
Yep. And it's one of those instant earworms.
And that's just one of those things that I always say when I see the word tamarillo.
Yes.
I always sing, is this the way to tamarillo?
Much like every time you hear rugby commentator, former rugby player Carl Tanana being introduced, you have that moment from Diamonds on the Soles of His Shoes by Paul Simon from his Graceland album.
Yes. So when you said, is this the way, I think I said, that'll be my song for this week. And I actually remembered I'd said that, which was remarkable.
Well, that's
so good.
One of us did.
Yes.
Because I had to message and go,
And so that reminded me that this is another one of Dad's, you know, play it on the ukulele things. Yeah, so we used to sing along to Is This the Way to Amarillo. There were very few tamarillos back in that day.
Yes, still spaghetti and pineapple pizza in those
days. Well, yes, and takeaways was, you know, fish and chips.
Yeah.
But having, you know, done some research, I've got two did-you-know moments.
Oh, okay. Just before that, I have a dad moment with that as well.
Oh, okay.
Because mine loved it too, and he would do the dance move that involved having your hands out in front either side like you're carrying a tray.
Oh, yes.
And then the comes with the pelvic thrust.
Oh,
that
right.
That was very popular in the mid to late 70s. Around about the same time as grown men would paint whistling lips on their bellies.
And, oh, yes.
You know, that.
Was he wearing walk shorts?
Frequently, yeah, he would.
Okay.
Actually.
Stubbies?
Yes.
Stubbies.
Yeah.
And right.
Gentles.
Ooh. That would have been probably more information than some of the passers-by would have needed if he was
possibly. Mr. Ludlow, clear we can see your nuts.
Anyway, so apart from the fact that it's actually written by Neil Sedaka.
I did not know that.
That is not the did you know this moment. So there's third one. It was originally called Is This the Way to Pensacola?
Oh,
which wouldn't have suited our fruit bowl at all.
No, unless you were having a drink and opening the drinks cupboard.
And but that would have become some weird thing about Coca-Cola or something.
Is this the way to Pepsi-Cola?
So, yes, but Neil Sedaka decided that actually Amarillo just sounded better.
Wonder why. Was he looking at a map?
Well, you know, who knows? Because, you know, Amarillo, small place in Texas.
Yeah.
Not sure that Neil Sedaka's from Texas.
No, well, he'd have written in New York. So he used to write a lot of his – I'm obviously well up on this because I watched a doco on Netflix. There was this tall building, and I can't remember the name of it, that was owned by a couple of people. The building is something and something. It's two names. And a whole lot of songwriters, record company songwriters, worked in this building on different floors. On one floor, Neil Sedaka wrote a lot of his songs, and on the other floor, Carol Bayasega.
Oh, I got to say, was Carol Bayasega there?
She was indeed. There you go.
Oh, well. So, yes.
And you've seen him. No, sorry, that's Tony.
Paul
Anka. That's it.
Yeah. Now you've got me confused.
Back to Tony Christie.
Yes, whichever one. I've seen one of them. Yes. So apart from Pensacola, did you know that in the mid-90s, the Falkirk Football Club in Scotland adopted Is This the Way to Amarillo as their kind of club song?
Okay.
So instead of, you know, You'll Never Walk Alone,
yeah.
They play Is This the Way to Amarillo.
Good on them.
In Scotland. For some reason.
with that much single malt on board, who would care?
Yeah, well, you know.
It's the Neil Diamond moment with, now the song's gone out of my head. Sweet Caroline.
Yes, how did that happen?
Everybody just suddenly... And there we were a couple of years ago, the All Blacks versus Wales.
Rachel! Oh, no, that's another story.
It was so funny. But inevitably, along with Waisaki Noho, who was still playing back in those days, at some point somebody's going to rock out Sweet Caroline and everybody gets into it.
Yeah, and they know lots more of it than you'd give them credit for.
It's so the theme to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Well, yes, although I can't sing along with that because I never remember the words. I could dance to it, maybe.
An interpretive dance.
There was also a FIFA World Cup version, apparently.
Oh.
Something to do with being called Is This the Way to the World Cup to Amarillo, which makes no sense at all.
That shocks.
But go Falkirk. Maybe I'll have to be a Falkirk supporter from now on, given that Is This the Way to Tamarillo?
I like the cut of their jib.
I wonder if they have tamarillos.
Instead of oranges at half time. Yeah. Get this into you.
They'll have porridge, won't they, at half time?
Gruel.
Oat cakes at half time.
Urnbrew.
Oh, no, here we go. Is This the Way to Tamarillo? I mean Amarillo. This is the Tony Christie version.
The day is dawning on a Texas Sunday morning. How I long to be there with Marie, who's waiting for me there. Every lonely city where I hang my hat ain't as half as pretty as where my baby's at. Is this the way to Amarillo, crying over Amarillo, the church bell ringing. Hear the song of joy that it's singing for the sweet Maria and the guy who's coming to see her. Just beyond the highway, there's an open plain, and it keeps me going through the wind and rain. Is this the way to Amarillo? Every night I've been hugging my pillow, dreaming dreams of Amarillo, that sweet Marie who waits for me.
It's hard not to go bam bam,
and to, you know, shalala along.
Shalala la la. There's a song about that.
Well, it's another, maybe the next replacement for Sweet Caroline.
There was something in a skit done by either Rowan Atkinson or not the 9 o'clock news about Dubear shalala la la, and I guess it's something to do with the woods. I digress. This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounge on Radio Southland. That's on 96.4 FM. It's online at radiosouthland.org.nz. We are on Apple Podcasts. If you're an Android user, then you can download the accessmedia.nz app free from Google Play. It's got a kiwi fruit logo. Just once you've downloaded it, make sure you select Radio Southland as your station. Makes it easier to find us. The shows are listed alphabetically. We are under the F's, I think, even though we start with the T. We discount the.
Okay.
And go to Fluffy.
It's an F word.
And it's an F word that you can use in mixed company and in front of the children. And speaking of the children, don't forget, through until the 24th of July at Te Wakahuia. He Wakatui, I beg your pardon. Oi, having dyslexic moments today. There is the play exhibition, which includes that great big fluffy wall that we talked about last week. Now, back to the podcast. If you happen to follow us on Facebook, I hope you enjoyed the quirky little thing that we put up. That was the closing dance from Dirty Dancing, the movie, done to the theme of the Muppets, which somebody was circulating on the interwebby Facebooky thing, and I snatched it. But we have our own Facebook page, and if you follow it, like it and follow it, then every Friday night at magically around about 8 p.m., this will become available for you. So you get to hear it first, because we value you. At the moment, we are currently at the Ascot Park Hotel enjoying Queens Go South. Hope you're having a fabulous evening too. Tomorrow morning, when the show goes to air for the first time, we will still be at the Ascot Park Hotel, but we may have gone home in the interim.
Yes, we'll be back at the Ascot Park Hotel, perhaps.
But they've got a drag bingo,
yeah,
on the Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. I think there may be still some tickets for the Saturday night Queens Go South show. It's a Chroma event. And whilst the drag bingo on Saturday morning is free, you do have to pay for your bingo tickets.
What time's the afternoon session, please?
There is no afternoon session.
I thought there were two drag bingo sessions.
No.
Oh, bum.
Only okay. At 11 a.m.
Poop.
Which means that we'll still be able to go and see Ludlow the youngest play football in the cold. Free event on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, Coffee with the Queen. So you get to go along and have a chat with all the performers from the two previous nights. This was fabulous last time it happened down here, and thanks to the funders, Chroma Community Trust, South the Rainbow New Zealand Charitable Trust, Invercargill Licensing Trust, Creative New Zealand, and the Ascot Park Hotel. Really looking forward to it. It was just such a special event last time. We've got ourselves a couple of seats at a table. Go and sit up the front and watch what's going on, and looking forward forward to catching up with my friend Joanne and seeing what she's been doing for the week. Actually, the last time I ran into her was we were at an event at Hawakatuia as well. I'm trying to remember what that was. You were there too. There,
yes, I was.
Yes, yes.
Can't remember.
I have that frequently now. Be another thing that we talk about at some point in the future, if I remember, the things that go along with middle age. One thing that we don't really have the opportunity to do here, and I've never quite come to terms with why it's a thing, although I guess for all those people in the UK who get to go to it, it is Glastonbury. Because it's a great big music and lifestyle festival that generally ends up getting heavily rained upon and becomes quite muddy and an absolute quagmire. Seemingly wasn't the case this year. But when you were in the UK, was Glastonbury a thing?
I don't remember it being a thing at all, actually.
But it's kind of like the British version of Woodstock, except it's an annual thing.
Yeah, I don't remember it being a thing at all, but maybe I just wasn't listening.
Billie Eilish was one of the headliners this year. David Letterman has a series on Netflix called My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, and he has an interview in his latest series, which has just dropped, which includes Billie and her brother. Oh, my God, I just had his name in my head. Starts with an F. Who's the musical creator and collaborator.
That's an unusual name.
Yeah. It'll come to me in the middle of something. When I yell it out, you'll know what it's about. Mm. It's well worth a look. Actually, it was quite interesting. And there was this moment where just in a one-on-one between Billie and Dave, she sort of cranes her neck back and has a sort of weak moment. And he went, oh, you're right. And she said, oh, yeah, it's a tick. And Dave goes, what, is it Tourette's? And she said, yeah. And this was something she'd never revealed before, but she was actually comfortable enough sharing it. And in the end, it's kind of like, well, you know, it's okay. It's out there. There's many people who have it. It's not something you've got to be ashamed of. And she explained the tics that she's had. But it doesn't happen when she's on stage. Now, I used to, when I started my theatre career with the South Otago Theatrical Society in Balclutha, at the now defunct Balclutha War Memorial Hall.
Now invisible.
I'm not sure, have they replaced it?
They are replacing it.
There was a guy who did a couple of shows with me, and I remember being most impressed with him when he was in Oklahoma because he was playing a scarecrow. Now, this gentleman had, and I'm sorry, but I can't recall his name, because it was a while ago, he had quite a pronounced stutter, and he mostly controlled it. But it's one of those things that you're not necessarily aware of when it's happening. But he had, when he was on stage, a series of breathing exercises that he would go through that would mostly ensure that the stutter didn't occur. However, when he was doing this production of Oklahoma and had to wear a sack over his head as a scarecrow, it did affect his breathing a little bit. He was a bit worried about it. Didn't happen in the end, but a nice bloke and a nice story, and I don't know why I throw it in there because it has nothing whatsoever to do with Glastonbury. One of the things that I saw on the news was Paul McCartney, one of the headliners, and it must have been another one of those lifelong dreams and a ray of sunshine in what's been a pretty rocky year for Foo Fighter and a friend of the show, Dave Grohl. Because Dave and Paul are very good friends in the real world. And Dave will say that when Paul's in Los Angeles, he'll call up and say, I'll call around and bring a pizza.
Paul, who's just had a birthday.
Yes. Well, what was he? Was he 80 now? Geez, he's not looking bad for it, is he? At 80.
Yeah.
You know.
But, yes, fancy just, you know.
That was last weekend.
Still
headlining.
Yep.
And Dave tells a great story about how his daughter was learning music and he'd gone away to do something, and then he comes back and there's his daughter sitting on Paul McCartney's lap. She's just a little thing, or was at the time, and he's showing her some piano chords. And she will have had no idea of the significance of this musical legend who was teaching her how to play the piano. Anyway, so Dave Grohl came on stage and performed a couple of tunes with Paul McCartney. which would have been nice for them both.
I would really like to go to Glastonbury, but I also really don't want to go to Glastonbury.
I would like to go to Glastonbury to see what it was like and to see perhaps some of the performers, but the crowd would possibly do me head in.
Well, yes, yes. If I could just have my own little, I don't know.
Luxurious little caravan to be in that was next to the stage.
With a toilet.
Your own personal toilet.
Yes.
In Lewis Hamilton style.
Then I'd be maybe up for that these days, but because they have a fantastic lineup of all sorts of things and more than one stage, obviously.
Yep.
But, yeah, I'm not sure I'd be up for pounding my way around the stages in the rain or living in a tent. Because when you look at it from above.
That's huge.
It's absolutely
massive. It's a township.
Yeah, it is.
Although the population is greater than a township.
I, you know, in theory, I would like to go. But I can't even get myself to Gibston Valley, so.
And there's somewhere we can stay right across the road.
Well, yes, but they've usually got closer friends than us, unfortunately.
Well, they might kick them out for paying guests.
Well, maybe.
So Glastonbury 2022, thanks to BBC, I managed to schnaffle some audio of Paul McCartney and his band, including his good buddy Dave Grohl, performing the Paul McCartney and Wings hit Band on the Run.
Mama, you, mama. love you, Dave. Thanks, man. We all love you.
Thank you, Bob.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, David Grohl.
Ooh, David.
Ooh.
Is introduced
you,
by
David.
Sir Paul McCartney, who, let's be honest, may have exceeded his best by date vocally.
Yes, mind you, there's been a lot of miles out of those vocals.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. and to be fair, actually, even through the – oh, I'm trying to remember the name of the album he released back. It was the late 80s, early 90s, and it contained the track Waterfalls, which was subsequently sampled by TLC. And even at that stage, you know, it wasn't the Paul McCartney that you'd have been listening to with Wings through the 70s.
No. I did hear somewhere that the crowd spontaneously – broke into the strains of Happy Birthday.
Yay.
At some part of his concert. So I reckon that was pretty cool.
If you're looking for a good piece of video to watch, there's a magnificent carpool karaoke with James Corden when he catches up with Paul McCartney, and Paul takes him around some of his old haunts in the UK.
Is that the one where they stand by the statue and people do double takes because he's actually there?
Yep.
funny.
And then they're in a pub and
the
curtain falls down and there's Paul McCartney's band playing and these people in this pub are going, oh, my God.
Oh, no, wouldn't that just be awesome to have been at the pub that day?
But there are some really nice moments in it, and it's well worth the view. So there you go, Paul McCartney along with Dave Grohl at Glastonbury just last weekend and Band on the Run. Speaking of on the telly, which we kind of were, time to head into the TV section of the Fluffy Slipper Lounge for a couple of selections for this week. The first one that we've got is a British courtroom drama that starred the inimitable Leo McKern. And I remember when it came out back in the 70s, but I was reminded of it just recently when a fellow June 16th birthday person by the name of Mark Peart made some comment reflecting a phrase used frequently, and I can't remember what it was, used frequently by Rumpole of the Bailey.
Avuncular?
That's it. Well done.
I don't know where that came from.
Neither do I. Did you see the post?
No.
Do you remember the show?
Oh, yeah.
What do you remember about it?
The theme song.
Oh, dear.
And him.
Him.
Yeah.
And he's him, a great like, character.
Kind of waddling along to the theme song.
Didn't he play a dead body in something?
Probably.
Was it an episode of Blackadder?
Oh, I don't know.
No, maybe not. Sure, surely not.
Might have been whatever it was we were watching recently. The Young Ones that had all that stellar drop-in cast.
Yeah. The episode of University Challenge.
Yeah.
Scunthorpe University. So if you don't remember the TV theme, there may be one or two reasons for that. One, it's been so long since the show was on air, and I haven't even noticed it on Jones or BBC television.
No, it's never resurfaced, really. There can't have been many seasons, were there?
Not sure. We will research that in the interim whilst we play the tune. The other is that you're just too young. Not a problem that we face. Anyway, here's the theme to Rumpole of the Bailey. Thank you. Shall we stop then? Oh, Bo, you don't.
Oh.
That's Rumpole of the Bailey, the television theme, obviously being planned off of 45. And I hope you enjoyed it. The answer to the mysterious question, there were 7 series of Rumpole of the Bailey that started in 1978 and ran through until late 1992. But even though there were 7 series, there were actually only 44 episodes, so each series was kind of short.
Yes. Well, they were long episodes. Yeah, hour episodes.
You know, 50 minutes in a BBC sense.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're 50 minutes, sometimes they're longer. An absolute classic, though, as is the next one, as we cross the Atlantic to a TV show that was interesting in the United States. It introduced us to a lot of actors who became quite famous in their own right. Mary Lou Henner, Tony Danza went on to have his own show with Who's the Boss. Judd Hirsch, renowned actor, became the father in Independence Day.
Lutke.
Lutke. Andy.
Yes,
And Jim, the taxi driver.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, Jim. Jim.
Yeah. Was he Jim?
Yep.
Oh, okay. DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
And Jeff Conway, who of course was in Grease as well. Andy can come to us after. It'll be another one of those things because I'm not going to play the whole thing, to be perfectly honest. The piece of music, the theme to Taxi, is lovely, but it's not 6 minutes long lovely.
Well, no, most of us will only be familiar with the first 2 minutes maybe.
Yeah, at a stretch. And that might be as far as we go because I've got something else I want to play for you as well. So anyway, it's called Angela. It's the theme to Taxi. the theme subtly fades away into the background. It's only halfway through, honest to God. Lovely?
Yeah, it is really good, actually.
But not
at least up to that point.
Yeah. I think we've heard the best of it. It's like watching a preview for some show and they show you all the good bits.
Yeah, and indistinguishable. Quite distinctively taxi.
So without making a horse's ass of it like it did last time, trying to run through the significant cast that they had, an ensemble cast, I guess you would call it. Judd Hirsch was lead, playing Alex Riger. Bobby Wheeler was played by Jeff Conaway, who went on to become Kinnicky in Grease. Elaine Nardal was played by Mary Lou Henner, who went on to just do a whole lot of guest roles afterwards, really. Tony Danza played the character of Tony Banta, which was not the same character that he played in on Who's the Boss. The Reverend Jim Ignatowski. Okay. Played by Christopher Lloyd, also
I loved him.
Emmett Doc Brown.
He was just the best.
He was absolutely delightful. Their dispatcher, phenomenal actor, writer, producer, director, Danny DeVito.
And twin brother, Diana Schmutzenegger.
I know. And if you've ever seen the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which I did as a younger person around about the time that Taxi was hot, and went, my God, I had no idea the depth this guy has. Louis De Palma, he was a nasty bugger. Really easy to dislike as a character, but that's just – and, of course, he ended up, he was married to an actress from Cheers. I think we played that a couple of weeks ago, so he moves quickly on from that. And the missing name that we couldn't find before, Lutka Gravis, was played by Andy Kaufman, recognised in the movie Man on the Moon, the REM song, and played by actor Jim Carrey in that. And he went full, what's that Pacino style, full immersion, you know, method. He went full method and possibly a bit too far, believed that he was channeling the actual Andy Kaufman, who was absolutely barking mad genius and pushed absolute boundaries at the time to the stuff. I guess he was a forerunner of what's become quite common now in that really uncomfortable, awkward comedy that you can quite often – it's very common now. The TV series Taxi – was nominated for no less than 31 Emmys, won 13, including 3 straight years of winning the Outstanding Comedy Gong. So there you go.
Excellent. Used to love it. Loved it, loved it. Made me laugh. Made me cry.
Let's move from something we love to something that I'm over. Spinach.
Oh, now, here we go.
I know. So we get the My Food Bag. Thanks, Nadia. It's a great thing. Love it. Must there be spinach in every bag?
Well, seasonally, yes. I don't understand your dislike for spinach because it doesn't really have a flavour. It does have a texture when you
wilt it. And it gets stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, and it can be a bit slimy. Stringery and slimery.
That's my problem. I mean, if you're at a restaurant getting it, it would be called wilted greens.
Yes, but there would be amongst other things. But, you know, generally it's a relatively harmless and
it's the texture for me.
Oh.
So I like silver beet, for example, because you can steam that lightly and it's got a lovely texture and a bit of salt and pepper and it actually has a bit of flavour as well.
Yes.
Slightly metallic aftertaste.
Depends on where it's been grown, I think.
Well, you grew nice spinach. Silver beet, sorry.
Yeah, still do. We haven't been eating it, actually. Yeah. It's just going to feeding the bees. It'll be feeding the bees shortly. But it can be quite earthy flavoured, but spinach doesn't really have a flavour. And it's, you know, easy to grow and
seemingly,
you know,
if there's one thing that gets thrown out or composted, it's the spinach.
Composted, yeah. Yes, because I can only eat so much spinach. And I was just doing some research before, and there are, you know, an endless list of websites that extolling the virtues of recipes for spinach.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also one about the about the bad effects of
Excellent.
Spinach. You know, there were five things that spinach was not good for.
Well, a guy was killed by spinach.
Was he?
A container fell on him.
Oh, right. You know, Popeye had no trouble.
Well, that's true.
And he ate cans and cans of it.
Yes, got olive oil.
Yes. So, you know, of all the veggies, spinach would be, you know, pretty inoffensive, actually. Peas, on the other hand.
Oh, come on now.
Set to destroy me.
Oh, no.
Peas. So
I'd be noted in the meal that had a whole lot of tray baked vegetables that
yes,
I cooked I a piece separately.
Yes,
the other
I did
night
note that actually.
And sprinkled them across
I did
later.
Notice on Seven Sharp the other night that they had a nutritionist on talking about, I don't know, good food, I guess. And she was saying that she doesn't have treats available for the kids, so they just eat veggies and stuff because there's no other option. And she was talking about getting frozen peas and frozen corn out of the freezer because the kids just help themselves. And Hillary and Jeremy were thinking that the kids were thawing the peas and carrots and eating them. I said, no, I was yelling at the television. No, you just eat them frozen.
Yep.
You just reach in and grab a handful of whatever. Oh, I don't because I don't eat peas. But corn, absolutely I would.
And I had no idea until my little buddy who lived just down the hill from me in Belclitha, Gary Cross. Hey, Gazza. We would go to his house after school and watch some television because they had a colour TV and eat a glass of frozen peas.
Yeah. I mean, I completely get that that's
– Or an entire tub of ice cream.
But these two on the television were quite confused.
There you go.
I really wanted to email them and say, don't be so stupid, but I didn't.
Back in the early days of the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, I shared a couple of –
There was no spinach.
There was none. No spinach. I shared a couple of tracks by the Mike Flowers Pops. Now, they're kind of that British house pop style of the swinging 60s. They had a piece of music that was in the original Austin Powers soundtrack. They did a version of Wonderwall that Wal and I used to play on Fovo. And I think I found versions of Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Oh, my goodness.
And Light My Fire that we've played on the show. This time, this was actually performed live. Here are the Mike Flowers Pop and a David Bowie medley.
Oh, you're torturing me.
Buckle up.
Ashes to ashes, fun to pumpkin. We know Major Tom to jump in, strung out in heaven's
time. Okay. Okay, I've watched you knip.
Oh, my word.
Having put you through 5.5 minutes of Paul McCartney live and not at his best, I couldn't do another 4 minutes of you having your favourite artist being Mike Flower.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
It was live?
Yeah, clearly. No. I remember, what was the one that charted, the song that
Wonderwall
charted? No. I'd have said before that.
Oh.
I'll have to look it up.
That's back in the late 90s.
You know, I thought kind of high, you know, fondly of them in a way, but not anymore.
No,
they murdered that.
Now that they've done Bowie.
Yeah, no, that was terrible. Thank you very much for stopping.
Right. Back to vegetables.
or maybe we've
keeping
just
on the same subject.
Flowers and vegetables.
Yeah. Very nice. Well done.
Yeah,
well done you.
Yeah, so you should consume those.
The vegetable market is going through crises as a result of, let's call it climate change and extreme weather events, which have caused flooding in certain parts of Nouveau Zealand and Australia, where some of the stuff comes from. And they were talking, I'm sure they said there was a spinach crop that was destroyed and I was whooping for a month. But it's having a real effect on, I mean, it's not like fresh fruit and vegetables aren't bloody expensive already. And it's just making it worse at a time when everything else is going up. And it's like, really? Come on. Yes.
I got petrol this week and it was over $3.
Mm-hmm.
$3 a litre, $3 and something cents a litre.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
The thing, so some of those things are kind of out of our control. Geopolitical events, for example, having an effect on the price of oil, particularly bearing in mind that a lot of oil comes from Russia and nobody's buying their stuff at the moment because
they're naughty.
Their leaders are unpopular.
There's also the sunflower oil. Shortage now because a lot of it's grown in the Ukraine.
Yep, and wheat as well.
Yeah.
And there was an item on the news during the week saying that Ukrainian wheat was being the storage facilities were being taken over by the Russians and they were tracking it back to Russia and selling it as Russian wheat.
See, they're not, yeah.
And somebody was saying, and people don't know when they're eating their sandwich.
Well, at least not throwing it out, I suppose, but because that would be kind of even worse. Mm. Well, that we know of. But, yeah, a lot of the African countries that I guess must be getting there.
It's the starving kids in Africa. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And that's what our parents always told us about. Over the previous couple of weeks, one of the things that we started doing last week and the week before was playing a couple of sort of up-tempo Kiwi tracks after we'd kind of espoused this theory that maybe some of the music that was coming out of New Zealand was a bit dour.
Mm.
Not so. If you go back to the early 2000s, one of the groups I really like was called Nesian Mystic.
Yeah, I love this stuff.
And so did the boys, as I recall. They really enjoyed it as well. So I thought I'd drag out a bit of Nesian Mystic to wrap up today's edition of the Fluffy Slipper Lounge and play for the people, which was actually bought, the rights to that were bought by Coca-Cola so they could use it in a summer advertising campaign.
Oh, wow.
Go those boys.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
I hope they're still rolling in it.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening. We look forward to catching you back next week.
Ka kite and tabu dik.
Right here, cause my jam be the joint. Press play on the track, listen, reach a boiling point. Bring your crowd along and sit aside and just some more. We up in the spot as the lights go down. My street anthem sound for me, the local DJ. Play that shizzle on your speaker, no delay. Equipped to make you bounce with that beat mechanism. We up in the folly of the final sound system. Friday night is the party scene. People and check your frequency. You ladies, you down to the dance floor. Nesians, are you with me? Is a party people and check your frequency.
And let the music take control of your mind, body, your soul, body, your soul.
Get up and get right.
Now everybody wanna be telling me, showing individual moony technique. Yo, every second of the party, MUWLET, prolifically lacking in the constant movement you're consuming. Initialize the verbal style to mystify your mind. Demonstrate essential element, fundamental rhythms we provide.
So now essential apparatus necessary for these fellas. Broken ignitions of
promise and speakers to shatter.
Tropical receiver movement for your action. Ain't no excuses like you said, put your back in.
Yes, by the minute the beat be filling up the room, my body getting to me.
So brothers gotta keep their lines tied tonight, as the sisters are looking fly. It's the place starts up at night. What?
Friday night is a
party
scene.
People and
check your frequency.
Ladies, you down to the dance floor.
Nesians,
are you with me?
Friday night is a
party
scene.
People and
check your frequency.
And let the music take control of your mind, body, your soul, body, your soul.
Get up and get right.
Distraction, focus, mental concentration. This is how it becomes a hazard to regulation. Not to mention adapt to situation. Materialize upon destination. Stand again, no more dancing with your eyes. Status uncompromised, village you identify.
Tonight's the night to let your body unwind. To let loose and eventually let your mind initialize.
Progression of navigation is encapsulated. Let you wait it so long.
All of your fantasies become reality when they collide. Cause you can't get by the fact that tonight is party night.
Oh, let the music catch you off guard, be vulnerable to the belated.
Come on, yeah, but what? Yeah, my sounds are cryptic, from crosswords out of the verbs, disturbed from your reverb, in case you never heard.
When we rock mics,
we tend to rock, cause when we rock mics, we rock the mic. Line to line, throw your hands high, cause it's cracking.
rocking on a Friday when we roll wide. Oh, lay your pop, yeah. AK, taking the worldwide. Say you with me now, M-O-O-L-I. Come on.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.